record? Just do it. We lost our screens. Okay. This is Commissioner Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. And we have a 2 o'clock agenda item. And it is fiscal year 2026 budget workshop, and we are starting with the county fair. Take it away.
Do you want me to go?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Give it your best shot.
In front of you, right? Okay. There we go, maybe. I'm just gonna talk.
Go for it.
First slide has the Canyon County Fair's mission is to be an inclusive celebration for the community where your experience as a patron is paramount and where you are encouraged to find your fun. Budget time is always a little weird for us because we are budgeting based on a budget. So I can give you 2024 fair highlights. We haven't had 2025 fair yet. But in 2024, we had an attendance of 57,788 people, which is the second highest. That's only behind 2021. And remember that 2021 is an outlier year. It was the first fair post-COVID, and in the area was the first event at all. So we had people from Washington and Oregon and California. We had a famous TikToker. We had Brian Urlacher, who played for the Chicago Bears, was at the 2021 fair. So when we surpassed that attendance amount, which is 62,000 people, that's going to be great. So, but it is an outlier year. Also in 2024, we had record revenue for Friday night. And then our Latino Fair Fest was record attendance and revenue for the second year in a row. For our facility rental in fiscal year 24, this was the first full year of rental, including the center, and we achieved 115% of budgeted revenue. So far this year, we are on pace. We will meet budget and exceed budget for facility rental. Okay. So fair revenue and expense for fiscal year 26. We are projecting or planning a 5.75% increase for revenue, and that's through proposed price increases. Our last admission price increase was in 2022. So our proposed increases would be adult admission would go from $8 to $10. Our youth ticket, which is ages 6 to 12, and then senior admission, which is 65 and older, would increase from $6 to $8. Our admission wristbands, which are four-day admission, those are primarily for 4-H and FFA parents and then vendors who have to buy admission for their employees to work at the fair. Those would increase from $15 to $20. Those are good for all 4 days. And then our reserve concert seats, our proposed increase is from $35 to $40, and those tickets include fair admission. Any?
Yes. Sorry to cut in. How do these compare to Ada County? It's fair.
All lower. I think Ada County is at a $12 at the gate admission. And I don't know if they offer an admission wristband. They're a 10-day fair, so they're a little bit different that way. They also, I think they might do VIP seats now. They didn't for several years. So I don't know how they handle their concerts. But a lot of it was general admission. They pack them in on the grass in front. And then they saved that their seating where the horse races, that track seating was general admission. And then they had boxes, I think, that they either provided for sponsors or they may sell those. I'm not sure. A reminder on revenue is that weather is the key component to how we end up during the fair. So if we're really, really hot, we don't have as many people and they don't eat as much and they don't spend as much time on the grounds. We typically don't have issues with rain, thank goodness. As far as expenses for fair, they are maintaining the same as fiscal year 25. Any questions?
Mr. Chairman. Mm-hmm. So fiscal 26 revenue, so prices will increase actually next year then?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm currently working with legal. We will bring a resolution to the commissioners, to you, this fall.
Okay.
For Fair 2026, but we have to budget those increases now. Okay. On to facility revenue and expense. For fiscal year 26, we're keeping our budget the same as far as revenue, but we are not planning for rental of the fair building due to the lack of adjacent parking. So when development starts in the dirt lot, we won't be able to rent that building how we have in the past. Fortunately, our rental revenue center is exceeding what we projected for this year, so we should be able to remain consistent in regards to the budgeted revenue. One thing we're discussing right now for the center is specifically the meeting room rental. That price, it's $500 to rent the meeting rooms, which during the week is great. On a weekend, if they come in at 8 a.m. and we're there till midnight, and we have staff there all day, I don't think that we are, I don't think we're breaking even at that point. So I think that's one area we need to look at. And then for expenses in regards to the facility, there's a service plan for our audiovisual equipment. It has previously been in the IT budget, and we're moving it to our budget, and that amounts $27,500. And then the other thing we added was the fair expansion plan. If a land swap were to occur, we want to have a plan as to how to build out, and that would be $46,000.
I was just saying, Mr. Chair, on that service contract, the $27,500, that's going to go under heavy scrutinization as far as negotiations. So that might come down. That's a worst case.
Oh, good.
That's a high number for our budget, so it gives me a little angst. In regards to the fair expansion plan, that would be the guide for the relocation of livestock facilities while establishing a framework for essential infrastructure, entertainment areas, vendor locations, parking, and other key support elements. What that does, what that plan would do is they're going to do a site analysis. We're going to work through both fair and non-fair planning, what kind of infrastructure needs we have for all elements of fair, and then create a plan based on what the market is here, what we can do in the off season in regards to what facilities are built, a phased budget approach, and something that is smart operationally. I do think at the point that we have a true fairgrounds that we own and operate, our operational efficiencies will greatly improve. Of course, all of this is pending success of a land swap. Any questions on that? Okay. Last slide was addressing fair staffing. We, as of tomorrow, will be at no vacancies for the first time in about 14 months, which is great news. I added $15,000 to the overtime budget for fiscal year 26. We traditionally, our hourly employees have received comp time. During fair is mainly when they would incur any comp time or overtime. Their hours during fair are a minimum of 15 to 18 per day. That includes the weekend of fair. For the livestock person, they work two weekends prior to fair is our horse show. So I did the best I could at least this go round at trying to figure out what their schedules look like and what that amount will be without doing it one time. I don't think I'll have a really good idea, but it is forced me into like creating an actual schedule for for staff and trying to get them out earlier than maybe they have been in the past. So, any questions on that? That was really it as far as I only included, I mean, we really didn't have a lot of changes, especially on the expense side, probably more on the revenue side. And then some of this is dependent on what our future looks like.
I'm gonna channel the clerk on this one. How much are, how much does a beer cost at the fair?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yes, I'm asking. Yeah, it's...
16 ounces costs $7 at the fair. At Cobble Night Rodeo, a beer, but I'm not sure of the ounces because it's a draft, is $7. At the Idaho Center, mm-hmm. somebody gave me this information, it's $9.
Mm-mm.
That's not.
It's 15 because I bought the clerk and myself one time and he owes me, so. They're real expensive.
From Snake River Stampede Board. $9 for a 16-ounce beer can, $9 for a 16-ounce draft, $6 for wine, and $11 for cocktails.
Oh, no.
I did include a little bit of a bump in beer, because I do think that maybe an $8 beer at the Canyon County Fair is something we can look at. But and Caldwell Night Rodeo is also considering increases next year. I think it's going to be a tough thing for us to charge more for beer at the fair than they do at the rodeo. When they're
that makes sense.
Standing in
same line.
The same spot.
Yeah.
And it's same crowd.
Okay. It was $15. I know that much.
How big of a beer was this?
It was brand, right?
It was
six. Ish.
Okay, that's 16 ounces. And this is not a beer, this is water.
Yeah.
I'm still concerned that the clerk owes you.
I'm not concerned, Mr. Chairman.
I've been keeping track. I reminded him this morning that I...
It is on your ledger, right?
Yes, it is on my ledger.
Okay, all right. That's all that counts.
Was this beer purchased at the Snake River Stampede?
Yes.
And it was $15?
Yes.
Okay. It's in June this year. I might be able to go.
Oh, that's true.
I'll check the theory. Yeah.
And you said right now we're at the same prices as the rodeo, so that makes sense. If
but our ounces might be different.
Oh.
They do keg beer. We do not.
Well, another good reason to collaborate with the rodeo.
Gone over your proposed budget with the clerk also before today?
I have not. Before.
I have not yet. Okay.
We talked about beer.
Yes. Chairman, this request total compared to last year as far as what was budgeted has a net decrease on the cost to the county as far as underwriting, I guess you could describe the event. The 25 budget had revenues slightly higher, but that was with capital grants, which aren't reflected in the 26 budget. And of course, the expense line also reflects that. It nets slightly more because of the loss of the capital grants fund, but I'm showing like the difference here in the budget is about $701,992. I'd have to confirm that. We levied, I believe, $1 million to the fair levy in the current year's budget, and I know that part of your goal was to try to, you know, keep a fund balance operational for Director Center, but there's still not, this is not a criticism. I mean, it's not, I don't think, fair to expect the revenues to cover the expenses right now. So there's still a difference there that, and that's why the fair levy exists, so that you can help support the fair and make sure that the people of Canyon County have a fair. And I know the economic impact of the fair far exceeds what that dollar amount is, but I don't know. We did not discuss what the expectation is as far as what would be levied, but I know that the levy this year at a mill is more than what, at least on budgeted books, would be expended. So there would be some benefit to the fund balance in theory. Yeah. And I don't know if the goal, and I know that we're getting ahead of ourselves, but when we talk about what to levy, you know, we have a total and you have to sort out where, how much you want to levy into the fair budget. If it's, you know, $1 million again, which would in theory be contributing more money than what the operational deficit would be for 2 years in a row. And there might be good reasons why the fund balance needs to grow in the fair. I mean, that's between you and the, you know, the fair director. To sort out if there's future capital needs. Otherwise, depending on how the budget's squeezed in other areas, you might have an opportunity to levy slightly less into the fair, but that's entirely an operational decision that you're making. I don't know what the needs are long term in order for the fund balance to grow in the under the fair fund.
Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
Diane, can you expand, or how much liberty? I know it's already made the news, but on the fair expansion plans, tell people what this expenditure potentially will do for helping get to long-range planning for Canyon County Fair.
Essentially, that's going to work. We would work with a experienced, I don't want to use the word master plan because that's a little bit different, but it is an experienced master planner, ideally one that has a lot of experience with fairs. They're out there and they exist. We had one that consulted on the center as far as the architecture. And we've gone through a master plan twice, not me specifically, but the Canyon County Fair went through one in 2002, I believe, and then again in 2012. The one in 2002 was a plan to build out the entirety of the fairgrounds from 22nd to what is now County Fair Ave. I believe that plan went to a bond that failed. And then in 2012, when they did the master plan, that was for the 80 acres out on 2026.
Okay.
So what this does is you go through the planning process of they're going to look at the site, they're going to see, they're going to look at the site, they're going to look at our needs, and they're, and through several conversations, it takes about 6 months. It's to build out a plan that makes the best use of that land and what we do it both during the fair and throughout the year. So that it doesn't come to decisions where I'm meeting with the facilities director and assistant director about, hey, let's put some concrete here and power, and when we haven't planned it out as far as in an entertainment area or vendor location. This going through this process sets us up for, sets us up better for success. It can give us a phased approach because we're going to raise money to do this, to build it out. It also will give us renderings and documentation and information we need for when we need to go out and have those conversations about asking people for money. So that's hard to do currently when we don't have any of those tools in place. And to get a professional plan together, it costs a bit of money.
Yeah, thank you for that. Do you remember what the bond was in 2012?
The bond actually was like back in 2002 or
2003. Oh, okay.
I believe it was only like $9 million, $8 to $9 million, and it was a complete build out.
Oh, I see.
I think it had livestock barns on Gabula Field, and this was I think Simplot Stadium at the time was still baseball, maybe. I think there used to be a baseball field in there. It was a lot different.
Okay.
It was a really cool approach to that site. The carnival was in that front parking lot by Blaine. It was on asphalt, which I wouldn't recommend in our heat, but.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the additional information. Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I think to kind of expand on what the clerk was saying on the levy, I think this in FY25, our intent was to build the fund balance a little bit in FAIR to kind of recoup some of the money we've spent in the past around COVID. And it's very, very weather dependent. So if we have a bad FAIR year, the next year we'd have to pull on those funds to keep the FAIR rolling forward. So it was kind of by design to build it by a little bit. I do have two questions, if you don't mind. The first one is there is an IT recommendation for computer equipment and small office equipment, and it's not in here.
Because that's the same recommendation as this year, we just haven't fulfilled them yet, so we're going to get them done this year.
Perfect. And then the second question I have is there's some money left on URA, about $260,000, $265,000. So if those projects come through, we need some budget capacity to do that project. To expend those funds with the revenue, you could net out zero, but we need to at least, I guess, discuss that if we want to put that in the budget as an expense and a revenue. If it's the project doesn't come to fruition, no money is spent. So if you want to bring that up.
Ideally, we have a plan as to how to spend those funds right now. We're working with the city of Caldwell, and I don't have any information as to how quickly that's going to move forward. Ideally, we'd have these funds spent by the end of this fiscal year. The reality of that is that we probably need to add them back in just to make sure. And if it looks like it does happen by the end of the fiscal year, can we take them out for next year? I'm not sure how that works, but. At this point, it's been a little difficult to be able to plan as I'm waiting on information.
So it's UR money, or what money is it?
I'm happy to just include them as if we are not going to spend them this fiscal year, so that. Put it on the revenue and expense side just to make sure we're safe.
That's what I'd recommend.
Yep.
Yeah. Can I share my screen? Chairman, just briefly. Is that mine? Not mine. It's not pulling up. It's my screen. That's an auxiliary. Let's try it again.
No, it's extending.
It's extending. What do I hit? Okay, I'll do that. Okay, that'll work. I'll work through here. So, just because of the uniqueness, the county FAIR is a levied fund. I think fund balance is more relevant to them. So, if you look historically. They had obviously build up in their fund balance if you go back to 1920, and so they were always sitting in the 2 million range, and then they expended money. I was not at the county, but I'm guessing that's when the capital project was funded. And so you see a big drop off from Q1 to Q2 in the fund balance reports in fiscal year 22. So at the end of calendar year 21, which was Q1 22, fund balance then went down to this level. And so, and then you see each of these is the ending quarterly fund balance, negative in Q2 and 23, but they've built back up, you see, through 23, through 24, and now in 25, sitting at the end of Q2, $1.3 million. So the FAIR's progressively grown since that spend down back in Q1 of 22. So it's the highest it's been. And so the question more is what to levy for the following year. If you're showing, The other thing is, I think Director Sinner and the fair is not, they've outperformed what's on the book as far as the revenue to the expenses, right? They've not, the net effect to the county is not as bad as what's on the book. So while it's 700,000 and change, my expectation is she'll outperform that. So, but if you levied another $1 million, then let's say she, the net effect is 600,000 or 500,000, then you're parking or putting money in the piggy bank, as it were, by levying that much on top of the revenues. So I think it does merit a bigger discussion about if you're going to grow a fund balance when there's other needs throughout the county, what is the purpose and the intentionality? Because once you park that money in the fair fund balance, we can't pull that money to other needs in the county. So does it make sense to continue to contribute money into the fair fund balance? That's a to be determined decision when we make a decision on how you want to levy the money itself. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, that's all. I just want to show you the fund balance report.
Sure. What else? So put those in as expense and income.
Chairman, I appreciate Director Sinner. Year over year, she gives, I think, realistic projections on what she believes the fair will do, given all the variables that are in there. So, but she consistently exceeds through a lot of hard work and help with facilities. Just a lot of good planning that happens. They exceed the revenues that are projected for that. And I know it's her goal. She has had long-range plans, and it's her goal to be the very best that she can be. I appreciate the plan and the long-range thinking. It's a big part of our community, and she's trying to row through some political issues to get to the end of the goal, of which everybody's concerned about, and that is to have a fair that is well done and represents Canyon County well. So thank you for what you're doing and for the numbers and for consistently budgeting in a way that, as the clerks indicated, we're not surprised coming in by what you're doing. So thank you.
So Greg, you're convinced that there's no IT call for her equipment for this year?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, it sounds like the desktop and the workstation is taken care of. There was one more quote. Did you not do the microphone? Are you purposely not doing that? Or do you need it? There's one project that I recommended in the expo hall of the fair.
Yeah, that's my concern. The way your IT needs are, I'd rather that you put even a dabble in that you're doing instead of going to zero. Because
I really didn't like that 27,500 number.
Well, what I'm hoping is we could drop the 27,500 and put in the new stuff that you
that
want.
That would be awesome.
That'd be the nice thing, yeah.
Okay. I will adjust that.
Is that okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we'll continue to work on the 27th.
Okay. Service contract for what?
Mr. Chair, that's actually the annual cost for the AV equipment, all the displays, the bright cloud signage, all AV considered in the center.
Okay.
I just feel that cost is a little more than we should be paying. By probably 10 grand.
Your little and my little are different.
But the 10,000 would cover the needed microphones in the expo halls.
Okay. Okay. Great. Anything else for the fair?
I'm good, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Let's take a couple minute recess for the audio record to split, and then we'll start back up here in a few. Thanks. Thank you.